Good result. We won. 3 goals. Rice, Havertz and Odegaard. Particularly happy about Odegaard. Scoring that goal that he scored at the end. He needed it. He's the captain. He needed to show that he's back. He's had a difficult injury. Recently had a child, I believe. So, it's just good that he got that goal. And, there's not really too much to say about this game. We won the game. You know, we all know how football is. There's so many games. You can't really get too carried away with one individual match. So there's no point doing that. And we have to move on to the next game, which is against Wolves at our place on Saturday. It's going to be a tough game, like every game in the Premier League and every game in football. We need to show our best selves. And, you know, of recent, we definitely haven't been that. So I'm hoping that we do. It's been really hit and miss. One match where, like, the old Arsenal of maybe 1-2 seasons ago, and then the next match where, like, the Arsenal of when Arteta first came, and it's like, what do you, as a fan, you're there thinking, which Arsenal's going to turn up? And I don't really want to be having that feeling before games as a fan. But unfortunately, that is the case. That's the feeling that I'm having. So, yeah, it's very difficult to watch the team right now, if I'm being completely honest. But, I'm encouraged by the signs that I'm seeing, but I'm not getting carried away. And I'm definitely not going to be sitting here and saying, oh, Arsenal are back and they can challenge for the title, the Champions League or anything like that. No, it's not. That's not really how. I think I just know this team. You know, I know this team pretty well, I would say. I've been doing this podcast for 4 years now. It'll be 4 years next month. So I know when and when not to, I guess, praise them, if I'm being completely honest. So, that's kind of my mindset at the moment. And, you know, it's going to take a lot for me to change. I probably need a new player. maybe if we have a new signing, I feel a bit differently. It shows me that the owners aren't getting complacent, and Arteta has, you know, put the necessary pressure on them to make decisions. I understand that's difficult, but the reality of our situation is we need players in. Saka's not here, you know, and who's replacing him? Wanyeri, Sterling, yes, maybe not. We can't really be saying that, you know, with where we are in our journey. If we still want to achieve something, I don't know. I'm asking the question because I don't know if the owners or Arteta, if I don't know what's their thinking these days. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say Arteta, because Arteta, I back him. He's always been my boy. I've been very, very open about that. Arteta is my boy. I still believe he's the man. But, you know, we need to see reinforcements in the team. I think Arteta knows that deep down. And between you and me, I think if he could, you know, if he wasn't the diplomat that he is, he would say, look, I am trying. I've taken these players to the maximum. He said something like that before. I need reinforcements. He would say that. But he's a diplomat, as I said, and he knows how to talk to the media. He knows how to keep them quiet and how to get them riled up. So he's just playing the game. But deep down, he knows that team needs players, attackers, not just players, attackers specifically. We've got enough defenders, we've got enough midfielders, we're thinking about midfielders with Zubimendi apparently to come in the summer and all of that. Enough of all those players. We need the guys that get us goals. Attackers. It's not hard. One phrase, attackers. That's it. That's what we need, you know. No more defenders, no more goalkeepers, no more midfielders. We need attackers. You look at Liverpool, you look at City, you look at Chelsea. attackers. They've got multiple options. Multiple options. We do not have that at Arsenal. We have not had that for years. The reliance on Saka, on Martinelli, on Havertz, on all these players, it can't go on. If they want to be a serious team, if they want to win something, and I'm saying they because they're my team, but right now, I'm not sure, are they? You know, if Arsenal Football Club want to win something, they need to do something about their attacking department. It is shocking. Why are we still where we are now? Why? I don't know. I can't answer the question. I'm not KSC. So I'm begging them. No, I'm not even begging them. If they want this so-called team of theirs to succeed, do something. Because if not, we're just going to keep on finishing wherever we've been finishing. Second. Oh, maybe next season. Next season. Next season FC? You know, I get stick from friends. Friends, family members that are of other clubs, that support other clubs. It's exhausting. And it's fair. Like, yeah, next season FC, bottle job FC. What haven't I heard? It's exhausting hearing that. Like, it's just, why do I need to be hearing that? So, I don't want to get too explosive and go over the top and say the world's ended, because I do not believe that. I know how football is. I know how elite sport is. Ups and downs, swings and roundabouts. But the team can't keep performing the way they are without reinforcements in the attacking department. Not the defensive department, not midfielders. Attacking. It's very, very simple, very clear. Yeah, but I think I've said my piece on player recruitment. I don't really want to go in. I don't really want to say too much more than that, because I think that would be dangerous. So we'll just leave it there. But look, the team, they did the business yesterday, which is good. We've got a Premier League game on the weekend, which we need to focus on. And I think that's it, really. It is funny to see Man City still struggling after they claim that they're back after beating Ipswich last week. So that is funny, and I must make a note of that. But other than that, you know, in terms of us, I think I've said my piece on transfers and the state of the team. But yeah, look, and I also would caveat what I just said about City, even though they're still they're performing so, right? I wouldn't count them out of anything just yet. You know, they're a very dangerous team. We all know that. They have been for however many years, and just take it game by game with them. But definitely, you know, when they're not doing well, I'm not gonna not celebrate or not be happy about it, because they've had years of dominance. And as a football fan, it's like, yeah, you know, you are human. And now everyone can see, you know, I mean, why wouldn't I feel like that? The dominance that they've had is just unbelievable. And we all get it. You know, they've got a lot of financial power, but, you know, nothing lasts forever. And that's the reality. Nothing lasts forever. So maybe this is the beginning of the end. Maybe it isn't, you know. Maybe it isn't. But, Manchester City are definitely an interesting team. They're an interesting football team to watch. I'll just say that. They're an interesting football team to watch. They play Chelsea on the weekend at their place. We'll see what happens. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they won't. You know, just flip a coin and make a decision, because only God knows what to expect from them. But yeah, as I said, don't count them out of anything. Don't underestimate them. Don't be taken in by whatever they say in the papers. We can't win the title. Who said that? Was it Bernardo Silva? Oh, it's over. Apparently Foden said that in the papers. It's just ridiculous. It's mind games. They've been here before. They know what they're doing. Oh, we're the underdogs. Don't count on us. We're not favourites. Mind games. Mind games. They are the specialists. They are specialists in mind games, in dark arts, in everything of that nature. I kid you not. So take everything they say with a pinch of salt. Literally. But yeah. I guess I'm enjoying this drama, this added drama that the season has, but I'm not going to indulge in it. I'm not going to get carried away with it. I'm not going to let me lose my focus. You know, my focus is Arsenal. But as a football fan, you look at your rivals and you look at your rivals naturally, and you know, you act accordingly, you laugh accordingly, and yeah, they've definitely given me moments to laugh. They've definitely given me times where I can just say, wow, you lot are human. You know, you're just a football team like everyone else. You're not invincible. You know, that title's reserved for a very special team, and we know which team that is. They're certainly not invincible, and they never will be. Touch wood. But yeah, Manchester City are extremely funny. But again, I'm not going to say more than that, because football's funny and you never know tomorrow. So I think I should cap it there when it comes to talk about City. But yeah, look, I'm looking forward to the game on the weekend. City versus Chelsea should be a big game. It's going to be a big game. You know, Enzo used to be Pep's assistant. We all know about Arteta and Pep and all of that and all of those connections and how the media like to spin it. Oh, Arteta learned everything that he knows from Pep and all of that rubbish. But yes, it's another one of those games where a former affiliate of Pep is going up against him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Probably the game of the weekend. So I'll be watching it most likely. And we'll see. But more concerned with our game against Wolverhampton Wanderers on Saturday. So let's see what happens with that. And hopefully we can win that game and take it from there.